Hello, and welcome to The Alchemist with Isis Jade, the keys to living your very best life in alignment with your mind, body, and spirit. My name is Isis Jade, and I am delighted that you are here. I am the formulator behind Alchemist Co. and Warrior Relief, two brands focused on helping people use bioenergized products to help you live your very best life. I am an alignment coach, licensed spiritual counselor, holistic medicine practitioner, author, clairvoyant, and energy alchemist. I have over a dozen certifications in various healing arts, and I also carry PhDs in bioenergetics, holistic medicine, and traditional naturopathy, and I've written over 10 books. This podcast is full of immediate strategies that you can apply today to help you bring yourself back into full alignment and live your very best life, fully embodied in mind, body, and spirit, through a variety of holistic tools, including energy healing, aromatherapy, herbs, naturopathic processes, secret universal laws, visualization tips, how to break any bad habit fast, and how to completely reframe your entire self-concept and more. So if you are ready for your total mind, body, and spirit level up, then brilliant soul, you're in the right place. Gorgeous soul, welcome to the Law of Delight. My name is Isis Jade, coach, mentor, speaker on the universal laws. I've been studying the lives of very successful people, spiritual leaders, visionaries, performing artists, celebrities, political leaders, and business leaders. And I've always wanted to answer the question why some people succeed and other people struggle and suffer. And one of the things that I wanted to really understand is the science of personal development and personal excellence and being able to achieve your dreams and goals no matter what it is that you want to do in your life. And one of the reasons I wanted to study this was because in my own life, I suffered from a great deal of challenges. I really wanted to learn how to overcome a lot of the things that I struggled with for years. The law of delight, what it really does for you, what it really helps you with. And I really want to help get more out of life as well. And the more I studied and spoke with creators, visionaries, leaders, and celebrities, influencers, and entrepreneurs alike, people who really achieve some serious success in their personal and professional lives, the more I realized I stumbled upon a very powerful, hidden universal truth. When I did some additional research, I stumbled across it in sacred texts. I stumbled across it in philosophers' texts. I discovered it in so many places, teachers, wise sages, and some of the most ancient universal sources of wisdom. I discovered the same universal truth, and it was across the board. Now, you've probably watched the movie The Secret. You've probably studied the law of attraction, and you're probably here because you're ready to learn something new. Well, here it is. The secret, the universal secret I stumbled upon is known as the law of delight. Now, the law of delight is actually a three-part universal law, but we're only going to focus on one key part today. And the law of delight basically says that if you delight yourself fully in life, you will receive all your heart's dreams and desires. It's that simple. It's like a little simple mathematical equation. And what most people don't seem to understand is that the law of attraction only operates on one little key, one little part of the universe. It only operates on gravitational force and within your sphere of influence. In reality, there are over 400 universal laws that you always use and have leverage over. You can learn how to apply, but they are always working whether you're aware of them or not. So over 400 universal laws, and yet most people just focus on one, the law of attraction. Well, I'm here to tell you that the law of attraction actually only operates on the weakest forces of the universe. When you learn more about the universal laws, when you start waking up, you start realizing that you have so many more things available to you. These universal laws apply to very specific aspects of our life and reality, and some people have unconsciously channeled their inner power to create and live unstoppable lives on the basis of using and applying these universal laws, whether or not they know what the name of them are, whether or not they understand that there is some deeper universal truth that they've stumbled upon. Now, the law of delight is a truly neutral law, and it is the catalyst for all acts of creation to occur. And the catalyst is what pulls energy out of the potential field, the zero-point field, the quantum field, and into reality. And that's what creates our dreams and desires. And then we work on bringing that into us. We draw that into us using the law of magnetism, the law of polarity, and the law of attraction. But what we're trying to do is, at all times, in all facets of our life experience, is achieve that pinnacle peak experience of wonder, awe, delight, and appreciation for all life. Now, whether you are successful in some areas of life and not so successful in others, the truth is, where you're successful in your life, that's where you've learned to apply and accept a particular concept, either consciously or unconsciously. And that's what we're going to talk about today. And wherever you are struggling in other areas of life, it's probably because you haven't quite gotten to understand quite how to apply what you learn from one area of life and what you do well in that area of life to this other area of your life. And so it feels like there's a massive disconnect. I know people who are professionally very highly successful, but really struggle in personal and interpersonal relationships. I know some people who are really amazing in relationship, but have absolutely no concept on how to create wealth or make money, or how to really hone in and tap into their creativity. When you learn how to align yourself in such a way that you can learn to make the most of your gifts and your talents in life, you can apply it across the board. So this is why I've designed this particular program for you, is so that you can understand everything about the law of delight to the very deepest level. You're going to learn why I call it the master's key, why most sages and philosophers and very, very wise individuals all called it the master's key to the universe. And you're going to understand how to use it to the deepest level possible so that you can master the law of delight and you learn how it gives you absolute leverage over your reality and over your experiences from this point forward. And by learning to apply this concept, I believe, is the path to mastering life. And when I mentor my clients, I have discovered that most of them, they know about the law of attraction long before they met me or long before they came to me to learn their next level strategies. They found me because the law of attraction didn't seem to be fully successful for them, or they were kind of repelled by some of the law of attraction teachings, which seemed too false or too materialistic, too shallow, and not deep enough. They didn't go deep enough into healing and being able to reveal who they truly are and bring that to the forefront. They didn't feel like they were really connecting with their passion. They didn't feel like they were really connecting with their soul. They didn't really feel like they were connecting with their heart. And sometimes the law of attraction teachings have failed in some level because the teachings have mistaken many other universal laws and many other universal truths as all being connected to the law of attraction. And that's not true. That's like saying in preschool, like everything we learned that we really needed to succeed in life, we learned in preschool or in kindergarten. Yeah, to some extent, yes and no. That's like giving you a keyboard, but only turning on one key and you're hitting that one key over and over and over and over, like the control key, and going, why isn't this working? So I want to unleash everything for you. I want to unlock the entire keyboard. I want to give you all the levers, all the tools, all the features that are available for you to be able to truly create on a much higher level and a much more elegant and eloquent level. So that's what I do. Now, most people struggle to achieve their dreams because they're not able to understand that the law of attraction is very limited in actual application, and that what other people are saying is the law of attraction actually really isn't. It's an embodiment of many other universal laws that are coming into being. The law of attraction only operates on one limited force in the universe. It's known as gravitational force. The law of delight, however, unlocks the whole spectrum of all aspects of the universe, all forces of the universe, especially creation forces in the universe. That's why it's considered the master's key. It's considered the secret law, the hidden truth as to why anything in the universe at all was created. So most people find the law of attraction, right? They stumble upon it. They find the secret. They watch some YouTube videos, they take some courses, and they get some results, but not to the extent they could have. A lot of times that's limiting them based on what their sphere of influence and their sphere of awareness allows them to attract and manifest into their life. And really, it's mostly about broadening your horizons, broadening your awareness, and creating a no limits thinking idea. But if you learn to apply the law of delight, you actually learn how to break that stuff down, and you actually learn how to really turn on the idea of limitless possibilities and delight and appreciation for all aspects of life. So today, I want to help you break down the law of delight, teach you what it's about. And if you're struggling with a lot of doubt, skepticism, or uncertainty, or some negativity in some area of your life, this whole program is designed to help you heal those aspects of yourself, transform your life on multiple levels. You're going to get more out of this free program probably than you've gotten out of most programs, most coaches and mentors. That's what I've been told. And I'm all about giving you as much value as I possibly can to help you get to that next level in your life. Now, the law of attraction doesn't actually help you create anything. And so that's one of the biggest misunderstandings that the law of attraction teachers all kind of fall into. All the law of attraction says is like attracts like. It doesn't give you any power to create anything. It just is simply stating this fact that in a gravitational force field, like attracts like. And that's it. That's all it is. But like what? What like? What does that mean? How does that work? And most people believe this means the same exact vibration. This means the same exact polarity. This means the same exact electromagnetic field. This means the same exact everything. That's not what it meant. And a lot of people misunderstood that, that says that to attract what you want is to mean you've got to raise your vibration. Well, no, that's also not correct. That's not what the law of attraction teaches. That's not what the law of attraction means. To raise a vibrational field, to raise your pitch, to increase your frequency, to raise your frequency, that's going to vibrate you right out of your body, for example. And I know a lot of people who take a lot of New Age courses, and they're floating out there in the sky, completely disconnected from functional reality, completely disconnected from their bodies, completely disconnected from their core, from their truth, from their heart. And they're just floating out there. They're wishful thinkers and they're dreamers and they're doing all this stuff, but they're actually not applying it in their real lives. They're not actually taking action. And then they wonder why things aren't working. And then they fall back into old patterns and habits of behavior. The reason why people teach vibration and energy and telling you you got to raise your vibration is because they took a very limited perspective of what the law of attraction teaches and tried to expand it to incorporate everything in their knowledge perspective. But that's not what's happening. What we often find is similar resonation that's harmonized with each other, but opposing polarity actually is very attractive to us. But two similar energy, where it's two similar, two positive poles in a magnet, for example, actually repels each other. The reason why that happens is because there's no space for those two experiences to coexist. That means, basic law, no two physical pieces of matter can exist in the same space at the same time. You can have all this potential existing in the same space at the same time, but it collapses down into three-dimensional reality. And so when we're talking about creation, when we're talking about the quantum physics behind it, when we're talking about the logic behind it, this is what trips most people up. They kind of fall back into the pattern of, oh, well, if they say it's true, it must be true. And they forget to question. Questioning everything is the way to test your faith. It's also a way to deepen your faith. It's also a way to really get grounded into your belief and understanding why something works, trusting that it works, believing in it. And one of the things that I have to do in order to get my mind right, in order to get my heart aligned, in order to get my soul aligned, is to step into a place where it makes sense to me. And so that's what I really want to do, is help make sense of all of this knowledge to you. So law of attraction only works from a quantum physics standpoint on gravitational forces within our area of awareness. So that means I can create small things, like I can manifest small things, or I can attract small things to me, like, oh, I can attract a job promotion. That's an easy thing because it's realistic for me. It fits within the frame of my understanding of reality. So to break that down, in order to really build out something big and create and manifest a big dream, law of attraction requires that you expand your locus of and your sphere, your gravitational pull of awareness. There is a slightly easier way to go about doing this. And that's what I teach. I teach people how to kind of bypass all of that and get back into where you're really being an infinite being, experiencing a 3D experience and still being able to attract and create impossible things. The further it gets away from the center, our center, the weaker the law of attraction becomes because the weaker gravitational force becomes. So the further away it gets from us, the weaker it becomes. And that's both in space and in time and harmonic frequencies. But this is a really great thing for you. This is actually really great news for you. Because this is why we have over 400 universal laws in operation all times in the universe. We have access to all of them, and they're so easy to connect with once you understand and apply the master's key. We have access to electromagnetic forces where opposites attract, and very powerful magnetic forces. We have the ability to recreate our reality at will. We have the law of love, the law of divine compensation, the law of, you know, polarity, the law of opposing forces, the law of karma, the law of consequence. We have all of these amazing universal laws. There's the law of achievement. There's a law of divine right action. There's a law of all of these amazing things, the law of inspired creation, the law of alignment. So we have so many universal laws. And using all of these laws are like getting access to all of the keys. But how do we unlock and open up the keyboard? I have this beautiful keyboard, right? But right now, the law of attraction only lets me use this one right here. So I only have access to this one. And so I'm typing, trying to write a huge, beautiful dream novel, a vision board, a totally amazing life-changing journey, but I only have access to this key. Now, the law of attraction, don't get me wrong, the law of attraction is a wonderful tool, but it's like learning how to read. It's like reading your first book. Anne plays with the cat. You know, you start learning very basic things and you apply very basic things, and that's when the whole world opens up to you. But how do we get this, for example, how do I get this keyboard connected to my computer? How do I turn it on? How do I flip the switch? Well, the law of delight gives you the power to flip the switch, gives you leverage, gives you the power to create and make and be of a high value service to others in life and be guaranteed so long as you do X, you will receive Y. It's an absolute guarantee. It's an absolute fact. It's an absolute law. And so that's what makes it amazing. It's part of our divine promise. We all agree that if we come into physical matter to experience and expand the universe together and grow together and delight each other in that process, we will receive all our heart's dreams and desires. All that happened was that we just simply forgot. And so I'm here to remind you of that. So it's really simple. So using all these other keys, getting access to all the other 400 universal laws, including the law of attraction, means you just have to remember that you were given a divine birthright. You were given a gift, a very powerful gift. But if you do X, you'll get Y. And not just one Y, all the Ys, because you give all the X. And that's the law of delight. Delight yourself fully in life. And that was the original teaching. That was the original quote. That was the original text. And you'll receive all your heart's dreams and desires. All your heart's desires. All of them. Delight yourself fully, you'll receive this. So if you delight yourself in business, if you delight yourself in money, if you delight yourself in love, if you delight yourself in your relationships, if you delight yourself in your acts of creation, you're going to get all of this. Yay! But there is some conditions around how that all works. So the first thing you have to understand is that delight energy is a strong force. It is the strongest resonating force in the universe. It is called strong force, all right? And what happens is we see this thing called a holy trinity of three different quantum particles, antiparticle, particle, and they're always blipping on together. And there's always three connected. This is part of the holy trinity kind of thing. And that's what forms particles. That's what forms wave vibration. That's what forms energy. That's what forms our reality. That's what forms matter. When these quantum particles, they're formed, they're connected through a force called strong force. It's the most powerful force in the universe. It's very, very powerful. It's creation force. But when we liberate one of these little quantum particles out of their, it's a little holy trinity, we have to exert so much force on that system to liberate one that what happens is that force, that energy, then gets cycled into that free quantum particle, and it immediately uses that energy to pull other quantum particles and antiparticles right out of the field of potentiality, the zero point field, and right into reality. That's how creation really happens, folks. It's not law of attraction because these little quantum particles, they don't really have a polarity charge. They're not negative. They're not positive. They're not neutral. They're color, and they're always looking to create balance and harmony and homeostasis. They're always looking to create harmony, neutralizing the energy field. So that's why it's always blipping in and out. And that's what we can use delight energy, strong force, to create our reality. It's so amazing. So it is also considered the most valuable form of creative force. It's considered the most valuable form of resonance in the universe because the universe can actually use this very strong vibrational resonance to recreate reality at will. It can use it to pull more things out and expand itself. But it can use that force, that energy, because there's so much energy exerted on a system to break it apart. All that energy becomes immediately available to create more. And that's what creates expansion. That's the catalyst. And it all comes back to the energetic resonance of delight. Delight is that harmonizing force in every single particle, every single quantum particle, every single material particle, every single atom, every single subparticle, all automatically resonates and harmonizes immediately to delight. That's what makes it so valuable to the universe, okay? So if we focus on delighting ourselves fully in life, we automatically strengthen our own unique vibration that we're sending out to the universe, and that automatically brings us to us all our heart's desires and dreams. It's that simple. And it bypasses all the law of attraction stuff when you get clear on this, right? So I focus on delight, and I focus on appreciation, and I focus on creating value, massive value, and I focus on taking massive inspired action to delight myself and delight others every single day, and I focus on creating acts of service and acts of creation and things that inspire others and inspire me. Oh my gosh, all my heart's desires become manifest. And delighting ourselves really comes down to understanding what we truly desire for ourselves in life, what our gifts and abilities are, channeling those gifts and abilities, what delights us to create, what delights us in life to do, what delights us in life to experience, to have, to be, and to share with others. It's pretty exciting stuff, and I get really excited when I talk about this because this unlocks so much potential for people. It helps them take back the power they have over their lives because they're giving themselves permission to finally just be focused on making themselves happy. So this is the key to effortless living, and it automatically triggers all the other universal laws to automatically cooperate and work on your behalf to create your desired, delighted reality. Because the universe wants you delighted. The more delighted you are, the universe is going to give you more. The more delighted and happy you are, the more joy you give, and the more joy you share, and the more joy you have, and joy is part of delight, the more wonder you have, the more appreciation and value you see around you, the appreciation and value you give to others, the more you receive. So the law of delight, I find, doesn't actually end up working in most areas of life for most people because it's a simple choice. They're not delighted with that area of life. They're frustrated. They're angry. They're resentful. They're hurt. They're heartbroken or they're traumatized. That's the deep stuff. All right, let's get deep in this. The choice in the moment to receive hurt, to receive pain, to receive suffering, to receive that, right? We get it. We receive it. What do we do with it? Well, most of us hold on to that energetic resonance. Most of us hold on to that energy. Most of us hold on to that experience because we don't want to be hurt again. We don't ever want to experience that again. So we hold on to it and we form it into a part of our story and a part of our identity and a part of our world's understanding of reality. Well, it's not that simple, Isis. Well, you know what? I was trafficked. I was held captive. I was nearly killed multiple times. I suffered from several near-death experiences. I had severe trauma. I had severe pain. And I am telling you, it really is this simple. It really is. Life is really this simple. You just make a conscious choice every single day in every single way to take back your power from the trauma, your power from the past, your power from this, your power from that, your power from the hurt, your power from the heartbreak, your power from the betrayal. You take it back. A lot of people get to know about the law of attraction and they come to one simple idea that, and I'm sure you must be familiar with it. Many people say it and they've experienced that the law of attraction works for them in the small areas of life, little things, right? Like we can manifest ice cream. Or I can manifest a little raise, or I can manifest a little 3-day of vacation. I can manifest those things. That's easy. But the big things, the big visions, the big experiences, I'm sure you've experienced this as well. We trip ourselves up. We sabotage ourselves. We fall down. And I've done this so many times. And we all end up very frustrated. Why can't this work here? Like I was able to do this, but why can't it when I really, really, really want it to do it here? Why is it not working? Well, before understanding the law of delight, the same thing was happening with me. But once I understood how to apply it into all areas of my life and just started going with a clean slate, just like spreading it out, creating a declaration, I declared my life as a delight. I declared from this point forward, I'm going to delight myself. I'm going to do my best to delight other people. I'm going to do my best to create massive value. I'm going to do my best to be everything I can, to give as much delight, much joy, much healing as I possibly can to the world. And I'm going to do this and things will flip. I just took a deep, deep dive, committed fully to it and applied it fully in my life. And that was when my life started to turn around magically. I was born and brought up in a middle-class family in a remote town in California. My dad was head of NASA, the space shuttle program, and we grew up seeing a lot of amazing creative ideas. We saw a lot of innovation. We saw a lot of science. We also saw a lot of experiments. It was really remarkable as a family growing up and seeing these things. But I still struggled to achieve my goals in life. I was fighting against all these unconscious generational beliefs that kind of just was really piled on top of our family. But I also, you know, took on all of these beliefs and ideas and experiences onto myself. And I faced all kinds of challenges. I was highly sensitive. I was really bullied in life. So I felt like, I think, born as a victim. You know, there's those people who are very sensitive, very delicate, very fragile, or very unique and very creative. And they get really burdened early on in life by other people who think it is their right to judge you or hurt you or harm you. I faced all kinds of challenges. I was held captive. I suffered from a human trafficker's abuse and torture near death. And after I got out, I suffered from severe health issues, physical pain, severely chronic physical pain. I nearly died. I suffered financial hardships, severe emotional, mental health issues. I had brain damage and I had forgotten so much. I had to teach myself how to learn again, how to think again, how to speak in full sentences again. And yes, I struggled professionally as well as personally in my life for many, many years. And I was working really, really, really hard and always struggling to get by. And I'd always get frustrated and I'd start crying and go, why am I going through so much hardship? Why am I hurting so much? Why am I so resentful? Why am I so angry? Why am I so much pain? Why am I feeling all of this? Why am I struggling? Well, when I started to learn about applying the law of attraction, yeah, things started getting a little bit better. But they weren't really going into the realm of the impossible and the miraculous or magical. They weren't really creating the kind of joy and success. And I still kept feeling stuck. I'd get stuck. And then I'd fall into a very toxic, negative vortex of deep-seated depression. And I always wondered why some people are really successful and why many people really struggle like me. And what was going wrong, and why we're working so hard and we're giving our very best, but we're not really achieving anything. And, or even if it's happening in very, very small, narrow areas where small little wishes and dreams are coming true, but the big things we're still missing out on. And then what happened was my business went belly up, my ex's business went belly up, and then my ex-husband disappeared with our life savings, left me and my three kids with nothing. And we lost everything. It was a very hard next few years while I struggled dealing with my anger, my resentment, my history of trauma and abuse and why this was happening to me and my victimhood. And finally, I just took power back. I took my responsibility back and I said, no, this is no longer how it's going to be. And that's when I discovered how to master the law of delight. And I recommitted to applying it. And working through my stuff and investing in understanding every bit of how it works and how we got to decompress the mental junk in our trunk and dump it. Get rid of it. Oh, it's no longer a value to me. Get rid of that old story. I'm going to start telling myself a new story, and I'm going to delight every minute of the day in that new story. And I'm going to tell about myself. And I'm going to tell about my life. And I'm going to tell about my relationships. And I'm going to tell about my world and tell about my universe. And I decided I was going to start sharing that new story with other people. And I started learning how this all applies to the laws of success, the laws of power, the laws of creation, and the laws of reality manifestation. And I saw so many people being misinformed about how the law of attraction works. And I was so frustrated because there's so many easier ways to do this about healing and transforming ourselves. And it can turn on a dime for you. And I firmly, firmly believe that our net worth is totally determined by our sense of self-worth. And net worth doesn't have anything to do with financial net worth. It has to do with the whole connection of net worth. The net value of your relationships and what they give to you experience-wise and value-wise and how they impact you, how they shift you, how they grow you. The net value of our acts of creation and what we share to the world. Picasso once said that the meaning of life is to find and discover your gift. And the purpose of life is to give it away. And so many of us, we're so afraid to claim and name our gift. We're so afraid to claim and name our value. We're so afraid to claim and name who we are and what we do. We're so afraid to be fully self-expressed. We're so afraid to be fully embodied. We're so afraid of ourselves and our power that we would rather live in victimhood and weakness and say, well, it's not working for me, so it's all a whole bunch of hooey and bunk, and I'm not doing this. We have to feel worthy and deserving and believe beyond a shadow of a doubt that we have immense value to give and share to the world and the universe and ourselves and each other. Because while net worth can fluctuate, well, it fluctuates directly in correlation to our sense of self-worth and our sense of value, our sense of deserving, our sense of guilt. And our sense of shame. Shame is something that really holds a lot of people back. It really locks a lot of people down. And if you're being locked down by shame and guilt, I'm going to help you unleash that too. We have a right, a divine birthright to pursue happiness, to pursue our education, to delight ourselves, to master our gifts and talents and share it with the world. We actually have a divine responsibility to share ourselves with the world, to share our value with each other, and to open up to receive all our dreams and desires. We have actually a divine responsibility to do that. You have a responsibility, not just to yourself, but to your family, to your loved ones, and to the people you serve, to receive your dreams and desires. And if you're martyring yourself, or you're holding back, or you're trying to suffer for other people, well, I'm telling you, you're doing a disservice not only to you, you're doing a disservice to everyone around you. Because you're not standing up and claiming what you're really here for. You're not standing up and claiming who you're really here to be and what you're really here to do and what you're really here to experience and how you're really here to live. A lot of this goes into transcending ourselves. It goes into awakening our deep heart, our deep soul, our highest self, to let go of that past that's holding you back and keeping you in chains, being willing to embrace your present moment here and now, and trust that your future is already being handed to you on a beautiful golden spiral of gorgeousness that's just going to continue to fulfill you, uplift you, and give you more and more and more. What area of your life are you holding a lot of resentment over? What area of your life are you holding a lot of blame over? What area of life are you holding a lot of shame and guilt over? And immediately they go, oh, I see what you're saying. How do I fix that? We all share this in common. We have one area of life we do great at. We have all these other areas that we need improvement in. And that's what the Law of Delight gives us. It gives us that key to unlock everything for us. All these amazing people who have excelled in multiple areas of life, they use their innate gifts and talents to create something or do something or master something of value that ultimately delights them fully in life and delights other people as well. What ultimately delights you will delight your divine right tribe, will delight other people. But you've got to get yourself to that level of excellence in order to achieve true wonder, awe, and delight in life. Because they dedicated themselves to fully taking their gift to that very next level, they achieved an excellence that's very rare in the world. But they also have one more key ingredient. They focus on the end goal, and they had an assumption that they will receive it because, gosh darn it, it will happen. It's not that they, oh, it might happen. Oh, I hope it happens. Oh, I wish it happens. And then they don't take action towards it. In their mind, they're taking action towards it and it is meeting them halfway. It's coming to them the way they're going towards it. So it comes at that level. And here's where the law of attraction actually works really well, is because when you're taking inspired, intuitive, daily action towards your dream and goal, and you're matching that energy that you need to match for excellence, it's going to hit you too. And excellence precedes delight. All right? So that's how it all works. People from all walks of life, they all use the same concept. And many of them talk about universal laws very vocally. They're very open about it. They talk about their spiritual relationship with God or universe or Allah, or whatever name they have for source. Personally, I use the word source or I use the word spirit because to me, it's an energy field that we're all connected to because we're all part of the same source vibration. Some of them talk very, very vocally about these concepts, but they don't actually name the universal laws. They don't realize they're activating the law of delight, their divine promise in life. But they talk about the same thing. They say you have to believe in your dreams and desires. You have to believe with your heart, not with your mind, with your heart, your soul. And that's a whole different level of energy. That's a whole different level of commitment. That's a whole different level of investment in yourself. And you have to take action each and every day and live with passion for your dreams. You have to live with passion for your heart. You have to live with passion for yourself and excel with yourself. You have to love yourself first. You have to give yourself that passion, give yourself that delight, give yourself that gift before you can give it to anybody else. And you have to take care of the way you feel, the way you think. You have to take care of your body. You have to take care of your mind. You have to take care of your heart. You have to take care of your soul. And how you feel about your dreams, how you feel about your things. You have to take care of your gifts. You have to respect your gifts. You have to respect your body, respect your mind, respect your heart, respect your energy field. And you visualize, you imagine, you create your dream. And you imagine it as if it's already here waiting for you. It's already part of your life. And all you have to do is take a couple of steps for it to manifest into your reality. So you just take a couple steps. And it's kind of funny when you know, when you really know that this is your next step and you really know and your heart is true, it's amazing how fast it transforms for people. All these people who have achieved excellence in one or more areas of life, they learned about the same concept and then they applied it. And that's why they were able to be successful, because they learned it and then they applied it. They took action, okay? And so that's the thing. They took action. They stopped procrastinating. They stopped the wishful thinking. They stopped the hope on a rope dope, and they started taking action. So the people who get introduced to the universal laws through different books, movies, or concepts or teachers, they often get introduced to one subset or one little universal law and go, oh, that's it. but they miss some key big points. And if you're wondering, like all these successful people who really know how to use the law of delight but didn't know what the name of it was, the proof is out there for you to look at. If you look at the world's greatest delight makers, they're the performing artists, they're the innovators of technology like Steve Jobs and the iPhone. They're the creators and visionaries of new ideas. They're the creators and visionaries of new philosophies. They're the people who are at the very forefront. They're people like Walt Disney who create entire new worlds for us to experience and delight in. They're the people who actually just dedicate themselves to creating something beautiful that we can all share in and we can all delight in. They're the athletes who achieve more than we ever thought or dreamed possible, who have overcome so many obstacles physically, mentally, and emotionally to become greater than they ever dreamed possible later on. Now, in my first book, Delight, An Enlightened Path to Transforming Your Life Spontaneously, I talk about how every single sacred text I read, and I actually give you key details, every single culture, every single religion and philosopher that I studied, how many times they mentioned delight in their books or in their work, how often they mention it, why they mention what they said, the quotes. I give you quotes, I give you experiences, I give you detailed information about why I believe the law of delight is the key to enlightened living. And it resides in this idea of eudaimonia, living a delighted life of service, fully in flow with the creative force of the universe, fully in wonder and appreciation for all the things that you experience and focusing on those divine acts of service and acts of creation and acts of innovation and acts of solutions that delight ourselves and each other in life. Delight is a code word for divine love, divine light woven together to create ecstasy. Divine love, divine lights, divine masculine, divine feminine energy. And it has to be balanced. It has to be connected and it has to be integrated. And that's what creates the power of delight. In my movie, The Law of Delight, I give you the basic teachings on how all of this works. So if you really want something in your life, you send a message out to the universe. And if you focus on delighting yourself fully in all areas of life, it happens like that for you. If you truly desire something in your life, you got to get clear on what it is. You have to be super clear, super focused, super connected, and you can create it. And if you deepen your delight for it, and you deepen your delight for all areas of your life, you can expand that vision to something even bigger than you ever dreamed of possible. And here's how I frame my declarations. X, I delight myself fully in life. I delight myself. I commit myself to doing this, to giving, giving, giving. In exchange, I ask for this or something more. And it's a mathematical equation. I so firmly believe in the law of delight because I've seen what happens in life when I don't focus on my joy and delight in life. My life fell right into a bad rut of anger, resentment, and hostility and trauma. But when I focus so strongly on my delight, my joy, my passion, my dreams, and my desires, it changed everything and so fast for me. And it does for every single person that I teach this to. It works every single time. It works. And it's just like a miracle when you step into this level of living and being, because you're actually commanding, you're actually declaring, okay, I'm invested. I remember that I had this divine agreement and this divine agreement is written in my soul contract. So if I do this, I expect this. So I'm going to give this. So please start giving me this. Boom. And it works because the universe will always reward those of the least resistance and always go toward the path of least resistance and open those doors. So we manifest living in my dream house in a matter of literal weeks. Once I got clear on what I wanted, we manifested new cars, new bike, new trip to Europe, a personal trainer. I manifested better health, more emotional resilience. I transformed my trauma and drama into something beautiful that I can share with the world. I manifested better relationships, new opportunities, and mastered intuition to a whole other level that is just giving and giving and giving as much divine service and delight that I possibly can to you today. So whatever you feel triggers your self-talk, which triggers your belief systems, which triggers your thinking, that's what forms your actions and beliefs in life. So whatever you're feeling, first, That's what triggers self-talk. That's what triggers thinking. So we all think that if we can get ahead of our thinking, we can change our life. That's a slow, hard, long way to do it. And I'm going to show you why that is. What you want to get ahead of is how you're feeling, because that's what's triggering your self-talk. And we're going to be talking a lot about that. The law of delight has always existed since time immemorial, since before the universe. As soon as we were all connected, formed, we all agreed that this is how it's going to be. We made this agreement with each other. We made this soul contract with each other. We made this connection with each other. We agreed. If we delight each other fully in life, we will help each other achieve all our dreams and desires. This is not new information. All sages, all masters, all teachers, they have been using this exact same concept to achieve their highest goals, their desires, their dreams in life. The law of attraction is only a small subset of a much more amazing, miraculous experience for you. And the wonderful gift about the law of delight is that you can use it every day in every area and every way of your life. You can use the law of delight to literally create something out of thin air, whatever it is you desire for yourself. All you have to do is get in perfect alignment, harmonious alignment, and balance, and delight yourself fully in life. And that's so simple, much easier than we think it's going to be. You can literally create the dream job. You can literally create a promotion. You can literally create a greater impact on the people around you. You can literally take a brand new path. You can literally create a way to follow your dream. You can literally start a new business like that. And you can literally create a path to your dream just by simply just trusting that the universe is going to open it up to you. If you take a few steps forward, it's going to open up a path to you. Yeah, sometimes we take a little distracted turn off our path, right? And go wander through the jungle for a little bit and go, this isn't quite what I wanted. So then we come back to the path. We go, oh, this is what I want. Yeah, this will work much better. So we often do that. We often take those side roads and those dips and we fall into the alleys or we fall off the path and we go, this ditch doesn't feel so good. Or, I'm feeling really lost in all of this muck and junk and I really just don't want to live like this anymore. So then we clear it up, clean it up. The wonderful thing about the law of delight is that you can recreate your reality like that. And relationship, you can heal a broken relationship. You can get back with your partner if you so desire, where the relationship has been completely broken. If you want to create a new bond, you can use certain processes and both of you can get back together. Or alternatively, if you felt so betrayed in that past relationship and you felt victimized in that relationship, you felt distrust in that relationship and you want to connect with yourself on a deeper level, you want to honor and respect yourself at a much higher level and you want to manifest a soulmate that will do that with you and partner with you and respect you and honor you and cherish you at that level, you can manifest a whole brand new relationship with a whole brand new person if you so desire. Or you can create something brand new. Or if you don't want to be in partnership and you want to be living a solitary life that has multiple partners, polyamory, you can do that. You can manifest a polyamorous relationship. What I'm saying is the law of delight is all about letting go of judgment of how other people choose to live and focusing on what delights you most in life. Don't get all distracted by how other people choose to live their life. It's not for you. You don't need to judge me how I live my life. You can't. You just focus on yourself. Trust yourself, honor yourself. Don't get distracted and resentful and angry about how other people should be doing things, ought to be doing this, need to be doing that. Focus on your stuff. Turn that energy back into you and go, what am I distracting myself from? Why am I judging? Why am I going into judgment mode? Because that's not really delighting me. Now, granted, it delights a lot of people to go into judgment mode, but I'm not really delighted by that, so... Now, if you lack in confidence, if you doubt yourself a lot, if you struggle with social anxiety, or you feel you're not able to do great in your life or in your passion or in your gift because you're really hesitant to get in front of that audience or get in front of that camera or get in front of anyone because you're terrified about criticism, you're terrified about judgment, you're terrified about being broken down, and you just hide, and you're not able to do great in your life because, of course, life is all about relationships and connecting with each other, then the law of delight is going to help you understand how to step back into your highest version of yourself so that you can let all of that mental stuff go, be fully present, fully embodied, and fully self-expressed, just like I am doing with you today. The Law of Delight will help you in every area of life, whether you are a business owner, whether you're a teacher, whether you're a stay-at-home mom, whether you're a healer, a coach, an author, a speaker, an entrepreneur, a performing artist, a corporate employee, a politician, whether or not you are a student, whether or not you're retired, whether or not you're divorced, whether or not you're a single mother, whether you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, whether you're a teenager, whether you're a child, irrespective of your age, your gender identification, your ethnicity, your religious beliefs, or your nationality, doesn't matter. None of that matters here. This is a space of non-judgment. You can create whatever you want to create. That's what's so amazing about this. And you don't have to be in a space of anger, resentment, hostility, or fear, or hurt anymore. You can choose something new. The Law of Delight is your divine birthright, and it's a divine promise. It's a perfect equation. If you do this, you're going to receive this. And it works every single time, and every single person that I have seen actually apply it. This is a universal law that can literally reorder all areas of reality, trigger all universal laws to just come together and bring this beautiful golden path directly in front of you. And you just walk that path, trusting and putting full faith into this path. Okay, I'm going to go this way. Bring it on, baby. You'll be so amazed how powerful this works for you, and it works in your favor. And it works everywhere, all the time, every time. And it's celebratory because you are healing. And when you're healing one aspect of yourself through the Law of Delight, you're healing all timelines, all aspects, all areas of your life, all areas of everybody else's life, all areas of everybody else's timelines. And when you start to understand the power of that, that's how we create a whole new reality. That's how we create a whole new earth. That's how we create a whole new society. All you need to do is to understand your part in the equation, your part in the process, where you fit in, how it works, and how you can use it. And that's where my expertise comes in. I have been teaching this to understand the Law of Delight, how to master it, how to use it in your life, how to use it to create wealth, how to create success, how to heal and transform all trauma and drama in your life, how to heal from betrayal, how to heal from things like horrible experiences like rape and traumatic abuse, and how to use it to transform your life. I've been teaching this for so long, and I'm so, so committed to it because I truly see how powerful it is when you focus and you turn your attention from what hurt you or what caused you pain or what caused you betrayal, or what caused you agony, and focus on what causes you joy, what causes you appreciation, what causes you gratitude, what causes you delight. It is magical. It's miraculous. And the more that I share this, the more people's lives change. And they have created massive, massive momentum. There are people who have manifested incredible miracles by really delving into this and understanding how it activates the Law of Attraction and all the other 400 universal laws. I've known people who've used it to heal from debilitating health problems. I've seen it change people's lives financially. I've seen it change people's lives emotionally. I've seen people's lives be healed. I've seen relationships miraculously come back together. I've seen people miraculously land dream business deals, dream opportunities to share their art with the world. I've seen them manifest their perfect partner. I've seen whole entire communities come together from a purpose of wanting to delight their neighbors, wanting to delight each other. And people have been lonely for many, many years. They discover they can create the energy present so that their soulmate or even their twin flame can show up. And it happens out of the blue, literally, when you least expect it. And it just boom, like that. It's like lightning. So there have been so many people who've transformed their life by following my teachings. And around all of this is just this core universal truth. There are over 400 universal laws in operation. I want to give you the key to leverage them all for your life. And the key is your divine promise. The key is your divine self. The key is being fully embodied. And so my teachings around the Law of Delight is really about being delighted by being fully embodied, fully self-expressed, fully fearless, full of love, full of joy, full of appreciation. So let's get started on your divine promises. Let's get started making these a reality and have them delivered in your life. Let's start making this happen because I believe that you are worthy of your dreams. I believe you are deserving of a life of ease and grace, of happiness and freedom, freedom from stress, freedom from fear, freedom from anxiety, freedom from suffering. All you have to do is claim it and take your responsibility for your part in creating it. And I guarantee it absolutely works.
Thank you for listening to today's show, The Alchemist with Isis Jade. If you are intrigued by the strategies and products discussed, you can visit me on my website at alchemistco.com to purchase the world's only certified organic bioenergized tools, including aromatherapy, natural perfumes, skincare, protection sprays, emotional healing, and so much more. That's alchemistco.com. Now, to get access to our bioenergized pain relief line, you can find those on warrior-relief.com. You can also find me on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and Facebook. Just type in Alchemist Co. and follow me there. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button to get access to our weekly podcasts, receive updates and information about our latest products, guided meditation, books, and courses, and get in on our VIP offers not available to the general public. Thank you so much for listening. Have a most delightful and wonderful day out there, living your very best life.